AlcaVision. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The live Saturday edition of the program. As always, we're here in the studio with you to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. All you need to do is send a contact request, and it'll be accepted. Then you'll be on our Skype list. Make it easy for you to call in from that point in the future. Of course, lots to talk about tonight. Last night I was on with Daryl, and he had this story about the e-cigarette that we teased throughout the night and never ended up getting to it. So I always feel obligated to do that, you know, stories like that where we talk about it, but we never actually get to the details. And then coming up, an update on the Silk Road, the underground black market where drugs and other interesting things like fake IDs are sold to anybody who wants to buy them. We'll tell you what's the latest with the case of the man who's alleged to have been running the Silk Road straight from his own mother. We'll see what she has to say. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Here's a story from Examiner.com. Imagine this. You're driving down the road on your way to the grocery store, and you look over to see someone puffing away on an electronic cigarette. No big deal, right? Well, according to law enforcement in upstate New York, it is a big deal. And as of March 20th, 2014, Jason Dewing could be the first person to ever get a ticket for it. To make the story even more interesting, there is no law against vaping and driving in New York or in any other state in the United States.
Apparently that's not going to stop him.
But that's not what Mr. Dewing was originally cited for. Dewing was driving down the road vaping an e-cig when all of a sudden he looked up to see blue lights in his rearview mirror. His first thoughts must have been, was I speeding? Did I fail to use a turn signal? Do they think I know something about the missing Malaysia jet? Why am I being pulled over? According to a post that he's posted in numerous vaping communities on Facebook, he was simply vaping an electronic cigarette when he was cited for using a cell phone while driving. You see, the state of New York does have laws in place that prohibit drivers from operating mobile telephones and other portable electronic devices.
Oh, I see, yes.
According to Vehicle and Traffic Law, Distracted Driving, Talking, and Texting, Article 33, Section 1225-D, except as otherwise provided in this section, no person shall operate a motor vehicle while using any portable electronic device while such vehicle is in motion. It does go on to outline what constitutes a portable electronic device: handheld mobile telephone, personal data assistant, handheld device with mobile data access, laptop computer, pager, broadband personal communications device, two-way messaging device, electronic game, or portable computing device. According to the law, an electronic cigarette is not established as being a portable electronic device. Therefore,
but it does have electronics in it, and it is
true,
certainly
it is
portable.
Yeah. Mr. Dewing was not doing anything that deserved a traffic ticket. Currently, there is no law against drivers smoking tobacco cigarettes while driving. It could be argued that smoking traditional cigarettes is far more distracting than smoking electronic cigarettes. In order to smoke a cigarette while driving, drivers must first fidget around in their pockets or purses to find the pack that contains the cigarettes. Then drivers must take one out, light it while smoke blows into their eyes. Finally, when drivers are finished with the cigarette, they have to look for somewhere to extinguish the fire, and we all know how that's done. Out the window the cigarette goes and onto the windshield of the driver behind them.
This is probably a good portion of the reason that smokers get vilified in the world is the habit of tossing cigarettes out of windows. I've certainly did it back when I smoked. Mm. It's been decades since I've thrown a butt out of a window. But it's disgusting. It's litter.
In order to vape an electronic cigarette, for those of you who don't know, all a driver must do is push a button on a battery. From there, the e-juice, which is contained in the atomizer tank, is turned into vapor, which is then inhaled and exhaled the way traditional cigarettes are. Drivers spend far more time with their hands on the steering wheel and are less distracted while vaping and then while they're smoking. I think he's making a good argument here. I mean, driving while vaping is a safer activity than driving while smoking cigarettes, yet they've ticketed this young man for vaping while driving.
Well, the most dangerous part about having a cigarette while you're driving is the possibility. I mean, you know, everybody who smokes has dropped a cigarette in their lap while driving. That is a pretty distracting activity, right?
Oh, I bet.
The only thing more distracting than dropping a cigarette in your lap while driving is having an angry hornet in the car. I mean, it's pretty distracting. You know, suddenly whatever's going on out there in the world past the windshield doesn't seem very important, and that hot cigarette in your lap that you're trying to, you know, do whatever you're going to do with over the next course of the next 2 or 3 seconds, and a lot can happen in a car in 2 or 3 seconds, especially when you're jerking all over the place trying to get a cigarette out of your lap.
Right.
It's deadly.
If you drop the e-cigarette in your lap, it just turns off. As soon as you release the button, it's off.
Yep, nothing happens.
That's it.
You might possibly drop it at just the right angle to catch yourself in the gonads.
I suppose, but it probably wouldn't be too drastic.
It's certainly not as bad as a lit cigarette.
Not a heavy device in any way, shape, or form. So it seems like in this case, this guy has a good case in that if he goes ahead and doesn't take the plea deal, then at least by the excerpt from the law that they're sharing on this examiner.com article, it sounds like there's no case in the state's corner. I mean, they have absolutely nothing because they do outline what a portable electronic device is, and e-cigarette is not listed in that list of devices, and there's no generic option.
Well, one of the things I think that this is great about is it shows the inherent unfairness of the criminal justice system. The problem here is look, you know, some cop is deciding whether or not, you know, that's a portable, it's portable, it's electronic.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I should give a ticket for it and see what happens.
Why not? They'll probably pay it.
They could very well pay it, but I don't even know if he cares whether they pay it or not. He's just, you know, seeing whether or not this is in fact a portable electronic device. There are plenty of people out there that feel bad about e-cigarettes because they look like cigarettes. They're listening right now. They're clicking their tongue and shaking their finger at their radio about e-cigarettes, and they're all upset.
Where are those people?
Who cares where they are? This cop doesn't cost him one penny.
Not one penny.
He's already on the clock. He's writing
he's
tickets.
Get a bonus.
He's doing his thing.
If he writes enough tickets, he'll probably get a bonus.
I don't know what he'll get. You're just jumping to some kind of conclusion. But the fact is that this individual has to spend his time, his precious time. That's all you've really got in this
take
world.
Take a day
is
off
time.
From work.
Do you at least take a day off of work. Hire a lawyer. Do all the things.
Hire a lawyer for this.
He may very well.
You don't have to hire a lawyer for this.
It's gone national.
It's pretty clear. All you have to do is read the statute and see if it fits. And it
you
doesn't.
Either hired a lawyer or he didn't.
Right.
And if he didn't hire a lawyer, he's doing it himself. So all of the cost is borne by the individual. And this is what we say keeps Western civilization from being dragged into chaos and anarchy. No, this is a crappy system, and this cop should be charged the cost of the ticket if he gave a bad.
Wow, wouldn't that be nice?
Or his boss, or whoever ordered him to.
Because I bet you, I'd be willing to put money that if this guy actually, the victim here, the driver, if he actually goes to trial, if he doesn't take the plea deal, doesn't pay the fine, I bet you that cop won't show.
He could.
I bet you he won't show up. Because he's got no case at all. I mean, this isn't like a speeding ticket case where the cops will win every single time.
Most.
This is pretty open and shut. It's pretty clear. I mean, I suppose there's a slight chance this guy's going to lose if he takes it to court, but it seems pretty crystal clear to me. But you're right, Mark. He still has to spend his time. The police officer has no penalty whatsoever from doing this, and even if the cop does get the case thrown out, there's still no penalty for the police in that case. So you're right.
Yeah, that's a real problem with the criminal justice system. It's a tremendous problem. It used to be at one point that people would bring charges, and as the policing system has matured over time, they don't do that. Or if you know if charges are brought by the state, you can't even as the victim, you can't even ask for those charges to be dismissed. You can't even do it.
No, once it's in the state's hands, it's out of your hands. So, you know, it's like pulling the fire alarm. You can't control what the firemen do when they show up.
Right. You know? So, and there are plenty of people listening right now who believe that somehow you bring charges against someone. No, you can report a crime.
Mm-hmm.
And the police will do whatever the police do in that circumstance.
You can't file your own complaint against somebody?
Not as far as I understand. That's only a civil situation.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, who could possibly be in favor of restricting people vaping? We've talked about these people. They must exist. But I don't think any of them have ever called the show. If you're one of those people who thinks that vapers should be restricted to the same place as a cigarette smokers, we want to hear from you.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. And I especially want to hear from you. If you're one of the people, and you must be in a minority, I would hope, one of those people who think that e-cigarette users should be facing the same kind of restrictions as cigarette smokers. I really want to hear from you as to why. The common excuse given by the government bureaucrats who are attempting to restrict e-cigarette users is that they think that it's so much like smoking that it's going to encourage young people to smoke cigarettes.
Well, yeah, basically their complaint is it looks like smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, when I was little, we had little plastic cigarettes. Not plastic. Candy cigarettes that you could actually blow through the little tube in the
and
middle.
And a little poof would come out.
And a little poof of, like, chalk
sugar.
Dust
yeah.
would come out.
Confectioner sugar or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that. And
those were so cool, man. I remember those.
I
get those these days?
Foul. Yes, you can buy anything on the internet. But I thought they were pretty foul-tasting,
oh,
honestly.
Oh, the gum was awful.
These were chalky candy of some sort.
No, okay, so there's two kinds of candy cigarettes that I've experienced in my life. So there's the candy cigarette that you're describing where you can blow. It's got like a piece of paper around the outside of it, like a cigarette would. And then inside it's gum. And you blow you blow through it, and there's like the sugar poof that comes out. But there's also just long stick candy. That's also called, like, just a white stick that doesn't have a piece of paper around the outside. It's just a stick.
Yeah.
It's just
I've had both
dumb.
Of these.
I like the ones with the gum where you can blow a little smoke thing, but the stick ones are kind of lame.
Yeah.
So I don't know where we were going with candy cigarettes, but yes.
Well, they look like e-cigarettes, they look like cigarettes also. Mm-hmm. Should we ban those too?
Should children who are using candy cigarettes be forced to go outside?
I don't think kids are even allowed to get the things anymore.
think?
I think you have to order them on the internet.
No, because there was a candy store in downtown Keene where they had candy cigarettes.
Well, here's what I think. I wonder whether if you went into, like, let's say I went on an airplane or a restaurant and I decided to pull out my candy cigarettes and blow confectionery sugar out of the end. Would they, would the cigarette police have to outlaw that too?
Yeah. So share with us your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Also, manventureoutpost.com is the place for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear. They carry name brands you want at the lowest prices. Handguns, long guns, ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com is family-owned, and they have the lowest prices, but don't take my word for it. Go and see for yourself, and check around. Get it, and get it quick. From ManVentureOutpost.com.
Yeah, check them out for ammo. They have really great prices on ammunition. And
I hear that stuff's hard to find.
Well, it's getting easier to find,
okay,
and their selection is increasing. They've had as much trouble as anybody in keeping it on site, but they also, they have most major brands of handguns and long guns, and you can get them at the best prices there at ManVentureOutpost.com.
So the e-cigarette users are kind of the new persecuted class. One man has been ticketed in upstate New York for driving while vaping. Of course, that's not actually a charge. He was charged with using a portable electronic device while driving, which I think is pretty ridiculous, and I hope that he'll not take the plea deal on this and go all the way to trial, where he hopefully will inevitably win that case. But it does bring up the larger issue, and we've been covering this e-cigarette controversy for the last several years, or last few years, here on Free Talk Live, and it's been bubbling up recently with cities like, I think, Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles, the most recent city that has banned the use of e-cigarettes in all of the same places where cigarette users are banned. So now if you're in a bar in Los Angeles and you want to use an e-cigarette, you'll have to go outside with the rest of the cigarette smokers, which, of course, is one of the reasons why people switch to e-cigarettes in the first place, because they can, in theory, use it, or they used to, and in most places in America, they can use their e-cigarette in a bar or in a restaurant or wherever indoors, in a movie theater, wherever they are. And that's a big reason to make the switch. Another reason, of course, being that they're arguably a lot better for you.
Well, certainly there's that. But the fact is that e-cigarette users can, because it's vapor and it's not smoke, they can draw a small amount into their lungs and just hold it there until it dissipates. Mm-hmm. So this law is kind of, it kind of just forces people to make their e-cigarettes look less like cigarettes. because they've got them that look like pins and a variety of things. So
someone was suggesting that they should look like an asthma inhaler. So you can share your thoughts if you want, especially, you know, it's easy to get e-cigarette users to call in and talk about how, you know, they're being persecuted, and I agree with you. But really, I want to hear from somebody who thinks this is good. We need to stop the e-cigarette users because of the children. The children might see those e-cigarette users and think it's cool. And by the way, you know, it is kind of cool. It tastes good. It's not as nasty as smoke. It's much more pleasant to be around someone using an e-cigarette. But the idea that using an e-cigarette is going to lead someone to smoking cigarettes, I just find to be absolutely ridiculous. Maybe there's like a very small percentage of people.
There's a small percentage of people that slip and die in the shower.
Yeah.
I mean, but we still use showers. I don't know. The fact is that the question is what is the social cost here? And I think what you're doing is you're disincentivizing people to switch to what appears to be a healthier choice. Now, you know, there's no science that says that it's healthier, because to get the FDA on your side is going to require a tremendous amount of money, and nobody's really interested. It seems obvious to people that it's lacking a whole bunch of carcinogens, so it must be better for you. I wonder how many deaths have been caused by e-cigarettes.
Well, none that would be attributed. There have been some malfunctions on the part of some e-cigarettes. I know one guy I was talking with in the past told me that he was toking on his e-cigarette while driving, and something went wrong where it blasted the nicotine fluid into his mouth.
Oh, God, that could kill you.
Yeah, I've heard that it's pretty dangerous to swallow any decent amount of, or even small amounts of the nicotine fluid.
Nicotine's, they use it as rat poison, yeah.
I guess he spat it out of his window or something like that, and he was okay, but that could have been a shocking surprise. But I think for the most part, you're talking about a very rare incident when something like that would happen. So they seem to be overall fairly safe.
Anything that can get people from stopping smoking cigarettes seems like a good thing to me.
It would seem that way, but unfortunately they're being persecuted, and I think it's outrageous. But if you are one who thinks they should be restricted, that they should not be able to be used in restaurants or in the workplace, etc., I would love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also want to talk about the situation with the Silk Road and the alleged founder. His name is Ross Ulbricht, and we haven't done an update on his case in a little while, and that's because, well, it's the federal court system, and things don't exactly move too fast.
Justice's terrible swift sword.
So when it comes to any court system, things tend to move pretty slowly. From what I understand, he's still sitting in a prison cell being held. They're going through the discovery process.
Remember when you were taught in school that you had a right to a speedy trial? I mean, you thought that trials might be speedy at that point.
Well, apparently speedy means it doesn't take your whole lifetime.
Yeah, it doesn't take a decade, generally.
So they're going through the discovery process, and WeAreChange.org has an interview with Ross Ulbricht's mother. We'll tell you more about what the Silk Road is, why Ross was arrested, and what the status is of his case. Because there's a pretty big bit of news here that Lynn, his mother, breaks in this video from WeAreChange. I think it's pretty important. We'll share it with you coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live. You take control.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. The latest on the Silk Road coming up here in a few moments. Your calls and thoughts certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got listening options. Listen to us via live streams, radio stations, satellite options. There's the webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about all of those.
At coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of the best coffee. It's Buzzbox coffee. It's shade grown. It's 100% organic, and it's top 1% grade Arabica. The coffee's now a very absorbent product. As a matter of fact, I think that the only product that's more absorbent than coffee is tobacco. And that makes the organic certification that much more important with BuzzBox. You don't know which countries are producing your coffee that use, for instance, leaded gas. That's kind of a disturbing idea. BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees out there, but they do something that other coffee producers don't seem to care for. That's they set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their co-op. They also work with World Vision to use some of the profits to create, to fund microloans. That's what Free Talk Live's doing, and we're attempting to recruit 1,000 listeners like you, coffee drinkers, so that we can, to buy their coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, and we can finance 100 microloans through World Vision. You can help us change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives. And that's the only thing that's going to work, and you know it. Get started now by getting your free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. You sign up for a subscription program there. When you sign up, you're going to have to give your credit card information, that kind of thing. You can cancel after your first shipment. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about the Silk Road here in a little bit. But folks have thoughts they want to share about the vaping situation where vapers, e-cigarette users, are being restricted in more cities, Los Angeles being one of the most recent, where e-cigarette users are basically suffering from the same restrictions as cigarette users. I'm wondering if anybody actually supports that idea. Tom is in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Tom in Connecticut. You are on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hello. I would just like to say that you don't always die from tobacco, and sometimes you die from vaping.
Thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. I don't think there's any evidence to back up his statements, but kind of funny. He's playing like he's got one of those voice box things.
How do you know? Maybe he does.
Yeah, I don't believe that for a moment.
I haven't yet heard of the vaping death, but it has to have occurred.
I've also
right?
not heard of the person holding a voice box up to their hole in their throat from vaping too much because of the cancer that spread to their throat.
I haven't heard that either, no.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that either. Let's go to Jeff. He's in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, folks. Hey, I pretty much believe that anybody should be able to do what they want to unless they're hurting someone else. And I'm not exactly an expert on e-cigs, but if e-cigarettes are meant to inhale nicotine, and if you're in close confines with someone else where they can be inhaling nicotine, and maybe in the case where a lot of these things are being made in China, they could be have lead in them or any number of heavy metals or whatever, this seemed like a situation where it could actually hurt someone else. Therefore, I don't know if they should be restricted in the same sense as regular cigarettes, but some common sense restrictions seem to be in play. I don't know what you all think. I just seems to me kind of like I wouldn't want to breathe one around my five-year-old kid. And,
yeah, I wouldn't blow it in their face. One thing that I think is that first off, e-cigarettes have far fewer carcinogens than cigarettes do. And you probably, like I did, grew up in a world where people smoked around you, right?
Right.
So, the question is, you know, what standard do we apply? It's certainly not the application of the standard that was going on 30 years ago when you and I were young. So, poison's in the dose. The question is how many parts per million of nicotine, which is just one of the poisons that are in cigarettes versus the hundreds that are in cigarettes versus e-cigarettes. So how many parts per million is actually, you know, a bad thing to be in, the same room with somebody else? Also, the age and the health of that person probably comes into play. I would say that the car you drive puts more particulate matter and more carcinogens into people's lungs than the e-cigarette that you may smoke.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of one of those things where you don't let your kid drink Coke for obvious reasons until they come to be a certain age. But you know
what age is that?
I don't know. Just depends on the parent, I believe.
Yeah. I've seen very young children having things like that. And this is the thing is, how do people raise themselves? My son has never tasted cola. He's five, so I'm going to be six here shortly. Maybe he'll never even want it as a result. I don't know, but other people's children have it.
And have you, Jeff? You don't give your kid diet soda either. You know, but there might be less sugar in it, but there's so much other stuff in it. You know, I mean, it's just kind of one of those deals that's, it's hard to really tell. We don't even really know what is being, you know, put into those e-cigs, especially from the other countries.
Have you ever been around e-cigarette user?
Yeah, my wife smokes them.
Okay, and so what's it like for you? I mean, is it an irritation?
No, I'm an ex-smoker, so she smokes around me and uses the e-cigarettes sometimes, and personally, it doesn't bother me. I worry about the e-cigarettes just because I have absolutely no clue what's in them for her sake.
Yeah. Now, you be able to, I mean, I'm sure there are people who are interested like you in knowing what's in them, so there have been analyses done on various different brands. Wouldn't one be able to go online and do that research and, you know, allay those fears and concerns?
There's plenty of e-cigarette juice that's produced here in the United States. If it's foreign countries that disturb you, I know my nephew produces this stuff, and he's probably not going out and finding as much arsenic to cut it with as possible. I'm just guessing.
Right.
Well,
and nobody's
people that I know are buying those at, like, grocery stores and, like, you know, convenience stores. And overwhelmingly, the things that where I see them being distributed are they're made in China. And I'm not trying to pick on China. It just happens to be where I see the packaging from.
Well, right. I mean, there's different.
I would agree with you that, I'm a little disturbed by some things, especially things that I put in my body that I get from foreign countries, and China's kind of on the top of that list, and for no good reason than it's just kind of the scary thing out there.
It's ridiculous. There are all kinds of manufacturing technologies in China, some better than others. You can get good products from China, and you can get really crappy products from China, just like the United States. Well, Thank you, Jeff, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Pete in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Pete.
Hi, I have an e-cig, and I smoke it in my house, and I've had people come over that don't smoke, and I said, does my house smell like smoke? And they said, no, it doesn't smell like smoke. But on the other hand, I've worked in offices before where I have secretaries that are like, it's like they bathe in perfume, and that's almost, it's given me... sinus infections from smelling their perfume all day long.
Oh, wow.
And another thing, too, I mean, I know you promote coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I worked in an office upstairs, and they had a coffee pot downstairs, and they let the thing sit there and just simmer all day long, and that's almost nauseous to me.
Oh, the burned coffee smell is terrible. I smelled it when I walked in here tonight for whatever reason.
Well, I never even smell with most e-cigarette smokers, you have to be pretty close, and they have to have a pretty powerful vaporizer for you to smell anything.
Absolutely.
Like anything at all. And that's, and in the rare instance that you smell something, it usually smells pretty good. Whereas, you know, like the argument that I don't need to smell anything that stinks in the world obviously is a specious argument because
sure,
some people like some smells and some
people don't. If you're getting a sinus infection, that's the thing where you can take action by going to management and saying, look, this has gone too far.
I need to hear a doctor's diagnosis that he was actually infected. But it stinks to have, stinky perfume, too.
But this is a private property issue. And, Pete, thank you for your call tonight. If there's an offensive odor at your workplace, you can work that out in the workplace through whatever the internal processes are. You don't need to go to the government and have a law passed to restrict perfume. More coming up. You can take control on Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ass.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are talking about e-cigarettes and the impending bans and existing bans on the use of them that exist in certain big cities like Los Angeles, New York City. You can share your thoughts, especially if you're somebody who thinks that they should be banned. There was a concern earlier from a listener who's worried about lead and other chemicals and or metals that may be present allegedly in the e-cigarettes. Unfortunately, searching for lead and e-cigarette is a very, very difficult thing to do because lead is spelled the same as lead, and most of the articles that come up are, could e-cigarettes lead to something or other? So it's actually pretty difficult to find anything.
Darn you, English language!
There is one, though, that comes up from some sort of tobacco control organization, but you have to, like, sign into the website, and it's not exactly easy information to access. So there are allegations out there. There's a claim that there's some
lead. If I was a tobacco company, I would certainly be claiming that there was all kinds of horrifying things.
No, it's a tobacco control group. No, the tobacco companies are doing what they should be doing, and that is getting into the e-cigarette business. So we can continue with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
Have you heard about Bitcoins in the news? And have you been interested in acquiring Bitcoins? A lot of people have asked me about this. What's the best way to go about doing it?
Might be a good time to do it right now. They're down a little bit. They've been in the 600 range. They're in the 500 range this last couple of days.
Yeah, they've been in 650 to 620 for quite some time. I'm seeing them at 565 right
now.
Man,
that's on sale.
Yeah, it might be on sale. So cashintocoins.com is a great place to get them. You can just... There, the instructions are clear. If you go to cashandcoins.com, the instructions are clear. It's easy, it's safe, it's fast, it's legal, it's inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. I have gone through Cash and the Coins to get a lot of dollars into Bitcoins, and I'm happy I did. You can use money order, check, wire transfer, whatever you want. The rates are great, too. You can actually donate some of the fee that you have to charity, and as always, orders under $40 carry no fee. So Cash and the Coins wants you to get your first Bitcoins without any fee.
Awesome.
Just do a little bit. cashintocoins.com.
Your first one's free.
No, it's great. Cashintocoins.com works very, very well, and I'll probably use them again in the future. You can join us on the air here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, we've got Skype. Skype in at username lrn.fm. Let's go to Diane, or excuse me, Dane, actually. It's Dane in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Dane. You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you're talking about bans on e-cigarettes, and I don't think anything should be banned by the government personally, but as a young ex-smoker myself, when I go into public places where smoking is not allowable, you know, if you want to smoke a cigarette, you have to go outside, and you see someone smoking an e-cigarette inside, it just looks incredibly inappropriate. It's like aesthetically unpleasing to me as an ex-smoker, and I'm sure to those with, like, you know, young children, if they're still smoking e-cigarettes in places where normal cigarettes would be banned, it's a little uncomfortable.
What is aesthetically unpleasing about someone using an e-cigarette?
It's just the idea that they're smoking indoors. It's not really rational. I understand there's no odor, but
they're not smoking.
It's not really a rational thing.
Are you saying it's unpleasing because you're so used to not seeing people moving a white stick-like thing to their mouth inside when they're indoors?
It is certainly like a contextual cultural thing. It's like, you know, if you want to, I guess smoking maybe isn't the right verbiage. Using an e-cigarette,
vaping would be the vaping. I think most common term.
There you go. It's just, yeah, you see a stick. It looks like they're smoking a cigarette, and they take it away from that, and, you know, white smoke is coming out of their mouth. And I've seen this in, like, these, you know,
it's vapor. It's vapor. Look, now, as a former smoker, does it bother you? Does it make you want to smoke a cigarette when you see that happen? Is that what's going on here?
No, I kind of project myself into other people's views, and I can imagine if I had young children with me, as there were others with them, and they saw that kind of behavior, that kind of action in this location. It's not rational.
It's worrying. Right. Irrational is a good term to use for this. So when I was young, you went, I'm 43 years old. Everywhere you went, they smoked on planes when I was little. And, you know, some people grew up to smoke and some people didn't. Our generation smoked less than the generation that were our parents. And so the idea that somehow we're going to, you know, kids are going to be turned on to smoking by e-cigarettes seems unlikely. But, you know, the other thing about this is that when you know, what about the health of the individual? I mean, you know, the individual who's vaping is now, you know, being healthier. And secondly, what about the property rights of the business owner? Don't you think that if I open a restaurant,
property rights?
Right. Well, it's laughable. Don't you think if I open a restaurant, I should be able to let people smoke in my restaurant? Don't you think I should be able to put a sign over the door that says "Smoking Restaurants"? Parents, beware! Mm-hmm. Your children will be turned into smokers if you walk in the door, flashing neon signs that say, "Carcinogens in the air." People will come into my business, and they will buy my food, and they will buy my alcohol, because it's the only place that they can go to do it, because the government has outlawed every other place from doing it.
No, I wouldn't say that that's unreasonable at all. And I think if you are a smoker and then you turn to e-cigarettes, I think that is a much healthier thing to do.
And that's the vast majority of people.
Course of action. but maybe I'll give you a little context. The place that I have seen this in that has bothered me was a local family gaming store where they play card games. They rent out computers and video game systems for little kids while their parents do other things, and if you want to go have a cigarette in there, you have to go outside. Now, there are some people who vape who actually the business owner stopped allowing them to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go. That's it. There's the market.
That's what we're talking about here.
That's the market solving problems. Dane, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE.
It may not be appropriate to walk in with your backpack-sized vaping unit and stand around in the baby pajama section of the local boutique that sells nothing but children's goods. Like, maybe that's an inappropriate place, just sort of culturally to do that.
But you don't need the government
but
to
whenever
ban
the
it.
Government goes in, the government constantly wields a machete and never wields a scalpel.
Well, right, because these smoking bans, or excuse me, the new vaping ban in places like Los Angeles, it just applies to everything. Bars, restaurants, anywhere that, you know, that adults, there are only a few exemptions. One exemption would be a vaping store. So you can actually go into a vaping store and use your vaporizer there. Another exemption.
Oh, thanks.
Another exemption was for filming. So if like there's a movie or something like that, then if you're acting, it's okay.
California after all.
Yeah. So that was pretty much it. Obviously if you're in your own home, you can do it. But otherwise, if you're in any sort of place where any member of the public could come into, you're not allowed to be vaping there.
It really diminishes, it really speaks to what people in the government think about your ability to think, cognition.
To discern.
On your part.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, oh, I've seen a person with a vaporizer. I must get one and start immediately. I am an ex-smoker. I sometimes think about smoking.
You've used a vaporizer.
I've used it, but I don't use it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just want to sort of try them out. Sometimes I want to do it. But
yeah, I used one for a little while, and I've never smoked a cigarette.
Well, the one you used actually didn't have any nicotine in it.
Well, no, I got some ultralights.
Okay, you got some that actually just had to have some of that nicotine for yourself, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've used nicotine before. I've used hookah, and I've actually smoked a hand-rolled cigarette, but I've never actually smoked manufactured cigarettes.
Every once in a while, I want to smoke a cigar, but I want to do those in places. You know, I'd love to be able to smoke a cigar in a cigar bar, but I don't think there's any place around. You know, New Hampshire outlawed the smoking of anything in businesses.
You could still get around it by doing private bar. You could still do a private club situation, and that may be a way around it for people that want to allow vaping in their businesses in places like Los Angeles, but I'm not sure. I'm certainly no expert in the law in those areas, but it's outrageous. Let the market decide. In the case of the video game store the guy was telling us about, the manager decided, okay, I've gotten enough complaints from parents. No more vaping. Sorry, you know, sorry my male customers in their 30s who are still living at home in mom's basement. You're not allowed to use vaporizers in my store anymore. And obviously, maybe some of them got upset about it and said, well, that's it, I'm never coming here again. And that's a decision that the manager had to make, or the owner had to make, based on how many complaints he was getting. You know, is it worth it to tell the vaporizer users that they can't vape inside anymore?
Well, I think that should be the truth for smoking, too. If I want to let people smoke in my business, they should be able to smoke in my business.
But that's just it. There are some people who own businesses that don't have the cojones to tell their customers that they can't do something. They would rather blame it on the government.
I suppose that's it. But there's a lot of busybodies out there that just want to control what you do in your business, too.
We'll come back with more here in moments. But the people who are in business who supported these bans, those are the kind of people that are there. Count.
Quantum Vibe, year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. Get donor oak laminate flooring for only 49 cents a square foot. Exotic black mamba hand-scraped bamboo for just $1.89. Even 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory hardwood for an unheard-of $2.59 a square foot. They've got free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. 9124 or on the web at drortman.com.